Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Hurricane Milton. I'm Mike Dubusky. It's now a Category 2 storm, with Hurricane Milton bringing 105-mile-per-hour winds and more than 30 reported tornadoes across the state. 10 to 14 inches of rain have already fallen, with more continuing to pour down. And that's prompted concerns about where all that water is going to go. ABC's chief meteorologist Ginger Z has more on the storm surge threat from Fort Myers.
Surge is happening as we speak. It's obviously happening behind me, but 9 to 13 total possible from Sarasota down around Venice and Punta Gorda and Cape Coral, Fort Myers here in the 8 to 12. So we're still expecting this to increase.
Power outages are now affecting more than 1.7 million people. Earlier tonight, President Biden promised residents that the federal government has their back. High water vehicles and helicopters are staged to help with recovery. This is ABC News. California has another case of bird flu.
Days after California registered its first two cases of bird flu, now the California Department of Public Health has confirmed a third human case and two more suspected cases of it. The new confirmed case is in California's Central Valley, and a person who had been around infected dairy cows. There is no known link or contact between any of the people who have gotten it other than being around infected cows. And so far, the symptoms have been moderate. Dozens of herds of cattle in California and many other states have been infected. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A federal investigation shows air traffic control error caused a near miss at the Nashville airport last month. The NTSB says controllers cleared an Alaska Airlines jet to take off after telling a Southwest flight to cross the same runway. The Alaska plane aborted takeoff, hitting the brakes so hard the tires deflated. And Marriott has agreed to pay $52 million to resolve security claims after a data breach. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK. Does your child age 6 to 14 have moderate to high levels of anxiety that cause significant stress or impact their everyday lives? Fear Less is a program being offered October 19th and 26th through the Polk County Extension Office. Check out the Polk County Extension Office website for more information. It's another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes, inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin hits the road to take on the Scarlet Knights. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on your local Civic Media radio station, 1260 a.m., WLAK.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials are warning about a disease fatal to deer commonly known as EHD. The Department of Natural Resources has confirmed cases in deer from Chippewa, Jackson, and Waukesha counties. EHD is spread by insects that bite. Humans can't get it. Anyone who sees a sick or dead deer is urged to contact the DNR. Wisconsin crews are standing by to help Florida recover from Hurricane Milton. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Power crews from Cedarburg, Oconomowoc, and Hartford are preparing to assist with recovery efforts. We Energies is also sending a team of over two dozen workers down to help restore power and mitigate the impact of the hurricane. To find out how you can help, visit civicmedia.us/help. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers defense reviewed. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Arizona Cardinals, who are coming off a win over the 49ers in San Francisco. Defensive tackle Kenny Clark asked if the new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, trusts players to rush the quarterback without giving up a big play.
He trusting us, trusting the front. He just cutting us loose. And, we was just expecting to make plays against this offense, against this offensive line. You know, they bled us a little bit in the run game. Got to do better there. But the turnovers we had, how we rushed the passer, going against a really good quarterback.
College football, the Badgers play Rutgers Saturday. So how is sophomore Braden Locke progressing at quarterback this season? Offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
I think Braden Locke, who has done a good job of making decisions between the signal and the snap, he's just really, really, really high end from a mental standpoint. He's a junkie and he loves it. I think that's kind of where you have to be if you want to take this quarterback position to a different level.
That's Badgers coach Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Generally a mostly clear sky for the overnight. We'll have a light breeze and temperatures in the mid-40s to start your Thursday. By the afternoon, sunshine, southeast winds, highs in the upper 70s. Temperatures will trend cooler heading into Friday. It's 53 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we're joined by Tricia Zunker to talk about this weekend's Central Wisconsin Indigenous Peoples Day powwow in Rothschild.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Fall leaves fall, die flowers away, lengthen night and shorten day. Every leaf speaks bliss to me, fluttering the autumn tree. I shall smile when wreaths of snow blossom where the rose should grow. I shall sing when night's decay ushers in a drearier day. Fall leaves fall, says Emily Bronte, and it is fall. We have 26 days until the election. Says the countdown clock, 26 days for phone calls, 26 days to receive fundraising text messages, 26 days to knock on doors, fewer days than that to register voters in most states and districts who do not have same-day voter registration. Of course, they all should. 26 days to remind our friends to make a voting plan. We know from science, from studies and research, that if you make a voting plan, if you can visualize yourself voting in the way you will vote, whether that's by mail, that's waiting in a line, or it's going to a particular polling place, whether that is getting child care, whether that is taking a break from work, whether that is using your lunch break, whatever your plan is, if you can visualize that plan, if you can get your friends and neighbors and family members and coworkers to make a voting plan, to visualize how they will do it, it significantly increases voter turnout. 26 days to go. This is the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jefferson Smith sitting in. We'll have news with my dad at 10. I'm honored to be here. Couple news bits. I should say, by the way, it is Watch Your Language Wednesday. How do we use our words to create a better world while clinging to truth? Not using words to manipulate, but using words to communicate. That is the power of them, after all. And if you have things, I've learned wonderful things from this program. I learn every time I do this. We have the smartest group of listeners in radiodom, a.k.a. Radio Smart. And one of them, I'll give an example I learned from a listener here. Was we talk about free speech, but very often when we're talking about, or actually talking about, is for paid speech. Isn't the free kind, it's the paid speech. And paid speech can morally be treated differently. And but for a borderline fascistic Supreme Court, we would differentiate between free speech and paid speech. How we talk about things matters. On Watch Your Language Wednesday, we will welcome input on how we can be better communicating about stuff. And Watch Your Language, usually I think about it very often sort of a George Lakoff frame of reference. How do we use the words that are most likely to cleave to truth and most likely to communicate what we want to communicate. One of my hobby horses is I don't love the phrase shooter. I don't love the phrase shooter. Shooter puts all the agency on the person committing the murder and eliminates any of the harm, extracts any of the tragedy, extracts the victim. A mass shooting, well, that's sort of one thing. But what about a mass murder? It's quite another. Gun murders, very different than shootings. You can shoot at a range. You can shoot at a video game. How we talk about things matters. On Watch Your Language Wednesday, gives a chance to evaluate our own language. The free market. Okay. What are the free parts? A lot of the parts of the market are expensive. Unregulated market? Mildly regulated market? Competitive market? What's the best phrase when we're talking about a capitalist system, a system that has the ability to move commerce, move goods, move ideas, move capital? What's the best way to describe that? It's the most accurate, not the most manipulative, but the most accurate. Some of what we talk about in Watch Your Language Wednesday is the words that we choose to describe things. Pro-life being one of the most obvious, versus pro-choice, versus protecting bodily autonomy, versus a very accurate word, which is freedom for a woman to have an abortion. Words to be accurate. And that's interesting stuff, and I think important stuff to talk about. I want to talk on What's Your Language Wednesday about another kind of word selection, about another kind of watching our language. And that is not only the language we use, but what we decide to apply that language to. Not only precisely how we're talking, but what we're talking about, what we're choosing to focus attention on. And this is something I'm dearly trying to help our movement learn. If I had a few things upon which or about which to emit my barbaric yawp into the heavens, this is a topic upon which I would yawp and about which I would yawp. Yes, yawp. I would shout. I would enunciate that we fall into a trap. And it's not very often, by the way, that I agree with Megyn Kelly. It's not very often. But we often take the bait that is precisely the consistent bait and has been the consistent bait for more than this, but certainly for 9 years. That blank person, let's call him Donald Trump, says something absurd. Absurd. Not just extreme, but absurdly extreme. Ridiculous. Something that is abusive. And people think two things. One, what a dum-dum. And two, we must respond. We must respond. So he says, they're eating cats and dogs. And it changes the momentum of the debate right before that. And he goes to his, because Kamala Harris, right before he does that, Kamala Harris goes after him about crowd size. It was obviously something prepared, obviously something tactically brilliant. And Donald Trump goes into his reptilian brain. He loses his training. He loses his debate preparation, and he goes straight back into his reptilian brain. But his reptilian brain knows something. And too many people think that thing is dumb when it is crazy like an abusive fox. His reptilian brain tells him, say something extreme. Now, for most of American politics in the media age, saying something extreme would knock you because there would be a media that knocked you about it. And people say, that person isn't fit to serve. But when we have a right-wing network propaganda, cult-like bubbled media, and I don't mean all of the media, but that portion of the media that has made it possible for Donald Trump to rise, he didn't start that fire. They do not hold the crazy talk accountable. They do not hold the abusive language accountable. They just talk about something else, or they apologize for it. So he knows now in the modern media age, he will exact little consequence. That is why people inartfully said, oh, nothing matters. It was a horrible phrase. It wasn't true. All kinds of things mattered. What we were just trying to get recombobulated around is it was surprising to us that things that used to be disqualifying weren't disqualifying for him. But that wasn't because of superpowers Donald Trump had. It was because of a new media landscape. Donald Trump's superpower is to exploit that landscape. And every time he said something crazy, he got to pick the topic. He got to pick the topic. So what I'm saying on Watch Your Language Wednesdays, we got to pick the topic. What I'll say before we go to break, and we'll be back in just a little bit. Project 25, Project 25, Project 2025, Project 2025, Project 2025. Focus on the policy, what matters, we'll be back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be back with your calls just a little bit. Let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is TOM, cbdistillery.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Do you, let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
30.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
A lot of people, a lot of us draw strength from our faith. Did you know that almost a third of Americans have no religion? At least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. And 2024 isn't just another election. This one is personal. Regards your rights, your freedoms, your future. They're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Visit FFRF, that's Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, Foxtrot, .org/vote. Learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to FFRF.org/vote or text the show's last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement, protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to FFRF.org/vote. Don't miss this one out. Text. Fees may apply. Welcome back. This is the Hartman Show. I am Jefferson Smith, honored to sit in. So before the break and going forward, we've got to choose the tune. We got to call the song. We've got to be aware that when we get triggered, we get provoked, take a breath, look around, see what else is going on. When Trump says something crazy, it is not merely because he is crazy. It is not merely because he is in mental decline. These things are not mutually exclusive. It is also because his reptilian brain is an attention getter. He has been an attention getter for years. He does it for decades. He's an attention getter. When he uses a fake name to call a newspaper, when he gets a newspaper to talk about his physical intimacy with Marla Maples, when he gets himself on TV, when he horribly insults a journalist, when he insults John McCain, when he insults Rosie O'Donnell, it is because he is an abusive attention getter. That is his move. And how do we respond? Just make sure you respond strategically, intentionally. The communications around Project 2025 by pro-democracy forces, one of the most effective communication accomplishments in the last several years. A significant supermajority of Americans realized that Project 2025 was a bad thing. So much so that Donald Trump did a rare, rare thing. Not lie about it, he lies about things every day. And I apologize to my Trump-loving friends, but even you know that. Even you know that. I was watching a Christian nationalist over the weekend who described Donald Trump as the chemotherapy to kill the cancer that is the left. He said kill. But he also said chemotherapy. There's a reason he said that. It's because he knows that Donald Trump is toxic, that he is not a Christian, that he is bad.
But he thinks that bad thing could hurt a thing he hates even more. It can help him destroy his enemy. Wow, what a way to see the country. What a way to define what politics is and democracy are. Or politics are and democracy is. The move that Donald Trump uses, the trigger he pulls, is the thing that will trigger us. And when Project 2025 became a dominant piece of the discussion, he did two things. He got scared. He did two things. One, he said, I don't even know what that is. Some of it I don't even like. He was willing to undercut it a little bit. That even hurt the Project 2025 reputation, its popularity, its approval ratings even further. Well, heck, if Donald Trump isn't backing it up, it must be bad. If it's a right-wing conservative thing and he doesn't like it, it must not be a good thing. It's the first thing he did because he was scared. Second thing is he did everything he could to change the subject. He's like, oh, J.D. Vance, he's talking about Springfield. Let's do that. And so he says cats and dogs. And we have to say, look at this crazy guy. He's talking about cats and dogs. And the people who post that get a lot of views. The people who created memes and songs, like, effectively made fun of him. And I'm not here in judge of all things strategy. But what it did do was it changed the subject. And I reflected on it, realized this is the same move he has been doing in small and large ways for 9 years, 9+ years. He does something that is beyond the pale. The reason it has to be beyond the pale, if it's not beyond the pale, it doesn't garner attention. It's not surprising, so people don't need to retweet it. It doesn't show the kind of oddball, toxic courage he wants to show to his people. But most importantly, if it's not beyond the pale, people don't have to respond to it. So he tries to say things, he says things that cannot be ignored, that must be responded to. So I am wanting to emit my barbaric yawp, I am wanting to enunciate, I am wanting to communicate, I am wanting to say a thing to the movement and movements to which I belong. The biggest one is the pro-democracy movement. Be intentional about your responses and make sure you are picking the subject. If somebody's trying to pick a fight, make sure you decide if you want that fight picked. And if there are going to be fights, it's better if we pick them. Better if we decide the fights that are worth having, the things that should be on the top of our mind. And right now, what we know is the Heritage Foundation plus the Trump administration are trying to take over American government in a way that's never been done before. It's a culmination of 40 years of work, and we have to stop it, and we have 26 days. This is Tom Hartman Show. The phones are working, 202-808-9925.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Hey, that's what I said, 202-808-9925. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly 3 times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is a special report from ABC News, Hurricane Milton. I'm Mike DeBusky. It's now a Category 2 storm, with Hurricane Milton bringing 105-mile-per-hour winds and more than 30 reported tornadoes across the state. 10 to 14 inches of rain have already fallen, with more continuing to pour down, and that's prompted concerns about where all that water is going to go. ABC's chief meteorologist Ginger Zee has more on the storm surge threat from Fort Myers.
Surge is happening as we speak. It's obviously happening behind me, but 9 to 13 total possible from Sarasota down around Venice and Punta Gorda and Cape Coral, Fort Myers here in the 8 to 12. So we're still expecting this to increase.
Power outages are now affecting more than 1.7 million people. Earlier tonight, President Biden promised residents that the federal government has their back. High water vehicles and helicopters are staged to help with recovery. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The crime rate in Wisconsin's largest city is trending down. Milwaukee's third quarter crime report shows a 22% drop in homicides since last year. Other violent crimes like rape, arson, and burglary are also down. On the other hand, vehicle thefts are up 17% from a year ago. Robberies are also on the rise. The candidates for 3rd District Congress sound open to debating each other, Jimmy Kuska reports.
Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden said he had nothing to be concerned about in debating Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook, calling his congressional record, quote, impeccable. Cook issued a statement saying Van Orden has been avoiding events where the two would be together and that he refused to debate Brad Paff in 2022. The election is on November 5th. I'm Jimmy Kuska.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Grief can affect people in different ways. When Lisa Marie Presley lost her only son, Benjamin, in 2020, she literally could not say goodbye. CNN Entertainment reports that Lisa Marie, Elvis's only child, kept her son's body at home for 2 months after his death. Presley's memoir, From Here to the Great Unknown, was published posthumously. Lisa Marie passed away in January of 2023. Her memoir was completed by her daughter, actress Riley Keough, who used tapes that her mother had made to complete the work. Keough says there are no laws in the state of California that state a body needs to be buried immediately, so they kept Benjamin's body on ice in a room where the temperature had to be 55 degrees. She also says that Lisa Marie wanted to do this because Elvis's body was kept at their home after he died of a heart attack when he was 42, which allowed Lisa Marie to take her time and say a proper goodbye. Lisa Marie Presley and Benjamin Presley were both buried with Elvis at Graceland Cemetery. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Generally a mostly clear sky for the overnight. We'll have a light breeze and temperatures in the mid-40s to start your Thursday. By the afternoon, sunshine, southeast winds, highs in the upper 70s. Temperatures will trend cooler heading into Friday. Currently 52 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community, and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants, and even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram joins me in studio. We'll talk about the FBI's failure to probe the 4,500 Justice Kavanaugh tips, plus the fallout from Hurricane Milton. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Was talking about the cats and dogs thing and ended up ridiculing the left because, you guys were all ridiculing Trump. And meanwhile, he did what he wanted to do, was change the subject. And I was like, yeah, she's right. Because what should we be talking about? That's in part up to you. I got stuff, but so do you. Let's go to your calls. You've been waiting patiently. Let's go to the most patient listener award winner, Marcella. I believe it's Marcella. Please correct my pronunciation if I am wrong. You are on the air.
That is correct. Marcella is exactly how it's pronounced.
It is wonderful to have you on the air. From what I understand, you are running for office.
That is Texas House District 150.
Awesome. U.S. House or State House?
It's the State House.
Awesome. And tell me about, and what I was also told by Little Birdie, and what I mean by Little Birdie is one of the members of the production team, is that you might have even been inspired a bit by Mr. Tom Hartman.
Yes, you know, I listen on YouTube, and so I heard the, you know, the message, his advice, tag, you're it. And so I rolled up my sleeves and I said, well, let's do something.
Well, thank you so much for doing it. Appreciate that. And making inroads for pro-democracy candidates within Texas is a big deal. Obviously, the right wing knows if Texas were to change and reflect more of its population, not just its voting population, that that would change the politics of the country very quickly. And I don't only mean calling all reds U.S. Senate seat. I absolutely mean the presidency of the United States, and I mean how that state is governed. What are the key things you're focused on, Marcella?
Well, you know, I live in a red district that for 41 years we've had three representatives, and they have selectively gerrymandered in District 150 to leave a lot of the communities who are now represented at, you know, other levels, but not in the District 150. And so we have 40 plus Hispanics, 22, you know, percent African American, and it's a blend of Asians. So we're now the majority, but what I'm focusing is making sure that there is representation of all constituents who live here. They invest because they bought a home, they go grocery shopping, they have their children in the schools. And I'm very, very focused on public education because our schools are underfunded. And there is Greg Abbott holding $32 billion in withholding the funds so the schools can actually thrive, educate their children, and teachers can get paid. They have not gotten paid pay raise since 2019, and that is just cruel.
So here are a couple of questions that might be unfair because of the kinds of questions that I don't know the answer to either of them, the kinds of questions I used to know the answers to, and I've tracked this kind of thing more closely in the past. And if you don't know them, it's totally fine, but I'm curious. One, do you know what's sort of the DPI, what's the Democratic Performance Index of the district now? How red is it by voter performance? And you can dodge that question with a second one if you know it. Do you know the composition currently, the partisan composition of the Texas legislature, how many Republicans versus how many Democrats versus how many, if there are any of others? Do you know either of those things? I'm just curious.
No, so we have a high percentage of people who are registered Democrats because they haven't had a candidate who understands them, represents them, and speaks their language and aligns with the values. These Democrats don't show up. So we are the majority, which is 60%+.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And what about in the legislature? I can Google this, but how big is the Texas legislature?
For Texas wide, we have right now seating percentage of Republicans dominates. And so with us Democrats flipping our district, like me flipping District 150, we will nominate at least break even this next year legislative session, okay? So we are about to do that, including myself, and this is why I'm doing it, to making sure that there is equitable representation. So
so did you say you're District 150?
Yes, District 150.
So is that out of 150? I think there are 150 seats maybe in the Texas House.
Well, that's District 150 is the last one. The last one added to the State House of Representatives, which is the one I'm running. So 1983, District 150 was added to the Texas House of Representatives because it used to be a very rural area, and then we are now very urbanized, and so we are the last last district to be added. So I'm running, I'm representing it, and so it's our time.
Well, I really appreciate the call, and I really appreciate you running. I looked it up real quick. Looks like they're, it looks like they're 86 Republicans, 64 Democrats in the state house. So if you flip, let's call it 12 seats, all of a sudden, history has changed in the state of Texas.
And that's what we are all working together, Texas-wide, Harris County Democratic Party, and everyone. We are working together to making sure that 12 seats are represented this coming election. So we have a lot of people doing amazing work.
I have an ulterior motive. It'll become less ulterior once I say it out loud. But one reason I'm so glad you called, which is in these last 26 days, I don't want people only focused on presidential races, because where they can have so much impact is in state house races and state senate races. And that impacts everything. And people who show up to vote in your county, in your district, for your race, will also fill out the rest of the ballot. If we imagine not only coattails but reverse coattails, we can help save democracy. What is a website or something you want to plug so people can hear how to reach out to you or help you?
Flip150.org. FLIP150.org. Flip150.org.
It's a great call, Maricela. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Let's go straight to Laura, and really do appreciate it. It's not just in Texas, right? And yeah, there ought to be some messing with Texas. Buy Texans to make it better. Make sure they clean up the messes that are in Texas, like when the power doesn't work because they decide not to invest in public infrastructure. In each of your states, consider those local races. Consider your legislative races. Consider your port commissioner races, because democracy ain't just about national races. Laura, you're on the air from Port Angeles, Washington, I believe.
Yes, good morning. I am calling out of concern for something I heard on the news about Michigan voters.
Okay.
And I'm concerned with all the swing states in this election. And I guess there's a big Muslim community in Michigan. I've never been there. I don't know much about the state. But what the article I heard said was that a lot of them are very upset with the Biden-Harris administration for not doing enough to help Palestinians.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to rectify it in their mind, they want to pass a protest vote for Jill Stein.
Yeah.
Which we all know that Jill is a spoiler.
Yeah.
Not only is she a spoiler who spoiled the 2016 election, but she's been real chummy with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
And that may be where she's getting a lot of her funding, is just to spoil this election.
Yeah.
I want people to know this. If anybody's listening in Michigan, please reach out to these people. There's an other concern. If Trump wins the elections, he's determined to deport people. I mean, that's his housing response. He's going to deport brown people, basically, so that he can have more houses for white people. And they're just voting against themselves if they vote for him. And they need to remember, if their hatred for Israel is their motivator, Netanyahu wants Trump to win.
Yeah.
He is pulling for Trump.
Yeah.
They're buddy. And Harris's hands have been tied. She's the vice president. She can't make policy. This is Biden's thing that that happened there, whether they like it or not.
Yep.
And objectively speaking, I'm not even going to offer my opinion about how he handled it.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. He's not the one running. Harris hasn't had a crack at that problem yet.
Yep.
I believe she'll come up with some very interesting solutions. And we all know what Donald Trump's going to do. I am becoming frightened from all of these neck and neck polls in these swing states.
Sure.
It could happen.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right, Laura. And thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. A couple of things I want to pick up on.
No, I really appreciate you. And by the way, Port Angeles, Washington, I like saying Port Angeles and Los Angeles just because I think it's funny. But I know the town and made more famous, not only because it was the port of departure for my wife and my our marriage, when we had our wedding just across the border from you, but also a significant place for the book and movie series Twilight, as I recall.
Yeah.
From your tone of voice, it sounds to me like that is not your most important point of pride when it comes to Port Angeles, Washington.
Well, it is beautiful up here, and it's the air conditioner of the country.
There you go. Thank you so much, Laura.
The warming hasn't hit us yet.
Yeah. All right. Let me reply to a couple of those things. So, before we go to break, I remember back in 2016, there are folks who were protesting at the Democratic National Convention, and I met one of the people who was the ringleader of the protests, and he had gotten himself elected delegate, and he was Bernie Sanders' delegate. I was Bernie Sanders' voter that year, and he was Bernie Sanders' delegate, and he told, and I interviewed him, and I asked how he got involved in politics, and he said he got involved in the Native movement. And he'd been
You're
a Ralph Nader supporter.
To Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
202-808-9925. I hear nothing.
Okay, team, I'm going to level with you. The economy's looking pretty shitty. We need everyone to put on their...
dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/5/11
today.
Terms, conditions, message, and data rates may apply.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later, but was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So, if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Greg Bach and meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Brittany, you ever name any of your vehicles?
I have a Jeep Wrangler right now, and I named it Natural Disaster.
I've been driving Wranglers for forever here.
All right, I'll just see you guys later.
Do you duck anybody?
I've got the duck it bucket in the back.
What
I'm ready to go.
Are you talking about? Hey, where are my Honda Insights at?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We are on the air. Let's go to Tom from Los Angeles after Port Angeles.
Hey, Jeff. First off, if Republicans are spewing it, you can bet that they're doing it. Another definition for projection, but a little bit easier maybe for people to understand. They're either confessing or they're projecting.
Or as I said when I was a child and was said near me, the one who smelt it, dealt it.
There you go. Smelt it, dealt it. Exactly.
All right.
I wanted to bring up the Watch Your Language Wednesday.
Great.
And I really think that the Democratic Party needs to take back the pro-life word. And what I mean by that is we are pro-life when it comes to the environment, when it comes to child care, when it comes for infrastructure in terms of no lead pipes, capital punishment, anti-war, health care, housing. We are the pro-life party. Now, if you want to talk about the difference in terms of the other issue, the issue is pro a woman's right to choose or pro big government's right to choose. Because just because a woman has the right to choose does not necessarily mean she's going to choose to terminate a pregnancy. So we really, really need to kind of take back that word, along with taking back the flag, taking back all of the different symbols that Republicans seem that they have a stronghold on. And we need to make sure, like I said, that we are taking back these words, and actually we're speaking about them in terms of truth because we have the receipts to go along with it.
I appreciate it, Tom.
Just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Yeah, no,
Jeff.
It's a great take. I think there's a lot of room to run. I think there's a lot, and appreciate the call, Tom. There's a lot of room to run in not only countering, I'll use your phrase, taking back the phrase pro-life, and one that you may have mentioned, but it slipped my ear, if you did, ask the question about, do they think that the death penalty ought to be reformed or amplified or kept the same? And based on their answer, a follow-up question, how does that fit into a pro-life framework? If life is the most important thing, they say, well, you can forfeit that right to life. You don't really have a right for life. You know, it's just sort of, it's something you kind of have. And if you say we really care about the lives people lead, if we care about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, if we care about those things, I agree. A pro-democracy movement has to own, has to invest in, has to care about, has to leverage all three things. We have to advance life. We have to make sure life is longer, life is better, life is prosperous. We have to care about life. We have to breed the pro-life people. That can very much, I think, needs to lie alongside a woman's access to health care, access to abortion, control of her own body, and right to choose, and yes, use your term, not the government's power to choose. And I don't even think it's a right to choose when it's the government's power. It's not their right. It's a woman's right, and it's government's power. To what degree should the government have power over a woman's body? It should be very, very limited. It should approach zero. And most Americans agree with that. When they're out there talking about cats and dogs, because they don't want to talk about that. When they get Kamala Harris, when they mispronounce Kamala Harris's name, it's because they don't want to talk about that. when they get Melania Trump to record some odd video that has been commented enough plenty on, it's because they don't want to talk about what they and Project 2025, and all Project 25 means, we say Project 2025, all we mean is the conservative project. That is the conservative project, manifest in a document that has been planned for years and years. And the Simwell said, you don't make the plan if you don't make the playbook if you don't plan to use the playbook. So I'll give you another one. Not only pro-life, but pro-family. Today, New York Times amplified on the daily their the focus on the Surgeon General's warning, not of smoking, not the Attorney General's warning over gun violence. Those are very important. But the Surgeon General's warning over parenting, more specifically, mental health with respect to parenting. And went through a bunch of the causes. And that goes back to the shift towards two-parent working families and an economy that requires very often two incomes. And this country's failure to invest in childcare and to invest in paid family leave to make sure the women's liberation movement could actually be manifest and families didn't have to make Hobson's choices about that. Talked a little about social media, talked about the publicization, the publicity around child abductions, so people became helicopter parents. And that being a parent now is more stressful than ever. Also college costs and the fear that going to college, if you don't get into college, you will not be able to get ahead in this country. What they didn't talk about, and what I want to make sure we talk about with greater regularity, is that is also a function of wealth disparities. It's harder to get ahead because there's more space you have to travel, and there's more fear of falling because there's further you can fall because we have the biggest wealth disparities in this country in 100 years. And we know from Richard Wilkinson, you can watch his TED Talk, you can read The Spirit Level, we know the research that has been done that says in nations that have wider wealth disparities, life expectancy goes down, stress goes up, happiness goes down, alcoholism goes up. And this relates to that, that all of us keep up with the Joneses to some degree, and when there's greater division between the Joneses, it causes stress and all kinds of things sort of start to break. We see that if we want to be pro-family, if there is a movement that is pro-family, it is the movement that is supporting childcare. It is a movement that is putting student health centers in schools to help families. It is the movement that is helping with paid family leave to make sure that during critical times of nurture, somebody doesn't have to fall economically behind. It is also the movement that is protecting the middle class and helping to recapture the middle class to make it easier for families to make the choices they want to make. So yeah, we should be pro-choice and pro-family. And I think we're the movement that can be. And they have a hard time explaining. The only thing they've got is go back 150 years and subjugate women. We're not for that, and that's not democracy. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I interview Olivia Troy, a former national security and disaster advisor in the Trump administration. She was there when Trump withheld FEMA funding because it was for a Democratic state.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.